What's up, guys? This is Andrea with the Andrea Effect. I hope you're having a good one. You know, on today's episode of Roadblocks, a lot of the content I share is resistance, overcoming, becoming, and a lot of these things. But the actual roadblock, we go over them, we discuss them, you know, in passing, because the main focus is always to be solution-based. And I like that. That's how my mind thinks. But I don't think I've talked about what the roadblocks can feel like when you're going through them enough, or what they can look like and how we interpret them. I mean, it's subjective, totally. But they come about, and the resiliency and the push to keep going, we all know how to do that. I think a lot of us do, some of us don't. And it's very simple, very easy to wallow in self-pity, to crumble, to possibly start to doubt, you know, your goals, your dreams, your vision. And I don't want that to happen for you. So I'm going to list a couple of roadblocks and kind of what they may look like. And to keep going, especially if you are an entrepreneur, listen to this. These are going to be pivotal, because just like I've learned from amazing mentors, new level, new devil. What does that mean? It means that every time you're upgrading, you're doing something different, it requires a different push from you. So you're going to feel the growing pains. You're going to feel the overwhelm. You're going to feel the uncertainty, the what now, and things change, right? There's things that change. And process-wise, you want to look at things and make sure, okay, understand the market and things like that. For instance, you know, I own a couple of businesses. I own a marketing agency and I own a tech company. With that, we're able to work with a bunch of different people, a lot of different folks, and it's really fascinating to see how different entities, organizations really can take on a model of knowing how to do something. I'm going to get myself mixed up. Give me a second here. Knowing how to do something wrong the right way. So you get into a habit of learning how to do something, and it doesn't mean it's right, but it's just what you know, it's what your team knows, it's what your crew knows, and it's not necessarily right. And it could be hindering your business, it could be wasting time, you could be bottlenecking a lot of those things, right? So having a group of friends, having a group of qualified, not just, you know, just people to talk, to hear themselves talk or whatnot, but actually qualified, been through it, entrepreneurs to sit there and be like, okay, check this out. Even a mentor, go on to score.org, a mentor way smarter than you, to be like, we're going to handle this, boom, 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 boom. Those different types of things are going to be so pivotal because you're going to really be able to grow. And when you're growing, it's going to be uncomfortable. There's going to be there is some resistance, right? And that's normal. You get that. But what happens when it becomes more than the normal resistance, right? And I found myself in these predicaments before. And I have a choice. I say, okay, I'm going to back off and I'm going to play. It's too much doing. And I need to rest. I need to allow. I need to flow. I need to receive, right? Because if you're constantly doing and moving forward, you're not going to be able to receive. It's when you're laying back and, you know, relaxing, you allow all the yumminess to come into you and those things to receive. And you say, no, Andrea, I got to keep the cycle going. Got to keep hustling. I'm in sales. This is what I do. I believe sales cures all. So, of course, I'm like, well, there has to be some type of action towards that every single day. What happens when your best is not enough? What a bummer, right? And how to not internalize that? And then just kind of revisit those opportunities where you say, okay, my best is enough. Things are working out. Or maybe it is time to pivot and shift and look at this. Or this is what it's requiring, because where I'm headed, there's a lot more of that. And you got to just kind of roll with the punches, right? I'm going to tell you something. Your best thing is to be surrounded by other business owners that get it. Please, please, please do not. You can talk to your family and friends all you want, but you're going to be hitting a brick wall. Do not take advice from people who have not been in your shoes. And I mean, take it with a grain of salt, perhaps. Sometimes people can give you perspective as consumers or outside sources of, excuse me, what they would like, but do not implement those changes based on what people just think would be cool. That's just an idea person. That's not smart. There has to be a structure. There has to be a process. There has to be these different types of things. Okay. And so when we have those types of things, they're going to give us a framework to allow the processes to happen. So when you hit those bumps and you hit those roadblocks, you're able to identify, okay, where is this happening? What is going on? I've recently, in I would say the past year or so, taken on a new group of mentors or people in the business industry to collaborate and speak with, because the conversations are just absolutely different. They're entirely different. And so I've done it, I want to say 2018, 2019, a wonderful mastermind group again. And it changed my life, to be around people that are more well-versed in business components and aspects of the dailies and things like that than myself. And it's really allowed me to grow and just see things from a different perspective. Have there been growing pains? Absolutely. In addition to that, because I don't consider that a roadblock, that is another element. A roadblock is a roadblock. And so, you know, we share positivity. We share these things that do help you reframe your mindset and keep your mind work going and just say, you know, if it's not for me, God, I don't want it. And let's just keep moving forward. But my friends, some days it sucks. And I want you to honor that suck and feel it, but you got to move on. You can't sit there. That's not going to be your story. And it's not going to be moving on with spite or all these different things. It's really with loving yumminess and faith. If it's not for me, I don't want it. Right? And so I had a very good friend of mine. And I think last year she went for a big grant. Oh no, a couple years ago. Ah, my beautiful babe. She got it. And then they called her and recalled it. Are you kidding me? Like, are you actually kidding me? And she's very successful. Either way, I mean, she's very successful. But the thing was just, are you kidding me? You know, it was just, I want to say brain fuck, mind fuck, a what the fuck. That is a natural human response, right? You're just dumbfounded. Like, the numbers aren't adding up. These things aren't adding up. And people are like, oh my God, are they doing brujería on me or something, you know? Are they, you know, is there someone out there gatekeeping or purposely doing that? Like, you start to get crazy, you know? You don't do that, please. It's not true. There's just processes you have to see. If there's ugliness, just pray for those people to come to light and be done with them, thank God. But I think most importantly, we need to hold accountability for ourselves and see that sometimes it's us that needs to change our processes. And how can we do that if we don't know what we don't know? And that's why I'm saying, please sit down with a group of mentors, a group of business owners, a group of people where you can discuss these things and have these conversations that are so pivotal to your business, because what you want to do is grow. Right? You don't want to sit there feeling sorry for yourself. You don't want to sit there looking at the same numbers. You're putting in the work. You want to see those numbers come in. Keep going. Keep going. That's one of our favorite sayings there. You guys, if you're going through it, please, please, please keep going. These roadblocks, these maybe even inquisitions for clarity, if you will, right? Maybe we could pivot those to look a certain way. There are some people out there that are just fucking stupid, just ignorant in the sense that they don't know what they don't know. So something new or something different is immediately weird or wrong or this or that. They're just showing you their limitations. Do not let them project on you. Do not force yourself in there. My gosh. I have worked with, how can I say this? A higher education institution, right? Not a school. I love my schools. A higher education institution. Didn't know shit about shit. Oh my God. And they were like, oh my God, it was a fucking nightmare because they don't know shit. So they're like, oh, what's that? So this seems sneaky. That doesn't seem right. And while that is good, you need to use your discernment. Fear is good, right? It's like a survival mechanism and you want to use that. Sometimes you're just fucking ignorant about a subject and you should not be speaking on somebody or something because you're limited to that. And a lot of times people, when we're in our industry or something, creatives are absolutely fucking innovative. So we're creating things. And if you're a pioneer, which I am, and social media has always been my market, shout out MySpace days, baby. I'm talking like that's my frame. So working with small businesses for MySpace, doing all these things, being a pioneer, it was so hard. I'm going to give you an example. $25, that's like the max that I could charge somebody. We went up to 50, really risque. $25 to make somebody's Facebook page back when they started, okay? MySpace and a Facebook page. And they were over MySpace. So Facebook was it. And this was a Facebook page when it was your personal profile. Do you remember that? Some businesses, I think they've kind of done away with them. You have to have a personal name now. But a lot of personal businesses, or personal profiles, were having their business name. And then they tag like, 50 people. I forgot what the max is. Or 99 people in their post. And then that's how you'd get the word out. So people were just learning how to do things, right? You could learn how to do something good the wrong way. And so, or do something wrong the right, well, no, well, you know what I'm saying. Back to the initial commentary of this whole podcast in discussing that. We know how to do something. We know how to do it our way and then change. It's freaky. It's scary. If you're a pioneer, keep pushing, man. Keep pushing. Because that is what the world is freaking made of, or made of that. And people who just are skeptics, or they have all the right to do that, send them love, send them light, because Lord, they need it. And just let that be them. Let that be their narrative. Keep on trucking. Not everyone deserves the magic that is you, of everything you have to deliver, of the awesomeness, you know, that wow factor. A lot of us definitely work for that wow factor. There's some things that, you know, we just kind of do in passing. And I'm not going to lie, we do a whole mixture of both, right? We do a percentage of charity work. We do nonprofits. We do small business. We do contracts. And so there's a lot of different things. Obviously, you know, we focus on what is giving us, you know, what's paying the bills. We're a for-profit business, honey. So, you know, if you're not for profit, if you're not selling, if you're not building a business on your whole back by yourself, and you're just kind of like, give everything away, this is welfare, this is everything. Granted, we are socially responsible. We do a percentage that goes to community, that goes to that. And that being said, I think that's beautiful. That's between me and God. A friend, a mentor / teacher said, no, we need to post this. And I'm like, gosh, it goes culturally as a Mexican American, kind of what, you know, we do it because it's right. We do it because no one sees, you know, you don't do it to post, you don't do it to boast. And we have such a tied in cultural narrative that you are XYZ if you're doing it to help and put people's, you know, on blast or show that. But honestly, what it is, it's just beautiful. How many business owners out there, you know, sponsor little league teams that go in and like, hey, we got to get mitts or gloves and we got to get bats and we got to get, like, how many business owners, so many business owners I dealt with, and man, they sponsored so much stuff. I say, want to put it on your story or something? Like, nah. And it's just like, we like to do things that are just dope and awesome like that from our heart. But I'm telling you, in alignment with the discussion yesterday, there definitely needs to be some sharing so people know, like, there is some give back to it. But not to be mistaken with being a business. A business is not a charity. Don't feel bad about wanting to grow your business. That's what this country is made up of. I truly believe with all my heart, small businesses are the backbone of this country. I would love to hear more people keep repeating it. I don't care, because I want that to echo and ring in everyone's head and everyone's ears, and the importance of that. I know you guys want to buy cheap stuff and do stuff online, and I get that. But small businesses, they matter so much. And you're supplementing in it, right? A family. And you're supporting that initiative. And so you should charge your prices accordingly. And if you have no problem spending $10, $15, $20 on drinks and doing all this, you know, $100, $200 on meals and doing all that, but it hurts you to go spend that small business, I want you to reconsider those thoughts. I want you to sit with that. And yes, that we do all have a selfish component, but we also have a responsibility to others in the sense of poniendo nuestro granito de arena, just our little drop of sand, right, into building what is a beautiful structure of our economy and supporting small businesses. I really, really love small businesses with all my heart, because you get to help people. I get to help people one-on-one, and they get to do what they want to do, and I think that's super awesome. I left a job with one boss to go on and take on hundreds of bosses over my career, and I wouldn't have it any other way. It's really been beautiful, especially working with really open and intelligent people that are open to the creative and the narrative and growth and pioneering, either as my clients, as my colleagues, as my mentors. It's been really, really amazing. And, you know, we pray that we do align with that, but sometimes, my friends, we don't. And when we don't, you can, you know, let those things weigh you down by people who have never fully, you know, been successful at that, or, you know, are currently successful. There's people, yeah, I did it. Okay, but did you stay with it, right? No, it's a different narrative. And in this game in 2024, it's completely different. Everything is tech. Everything is fast, baby. You will get left behind almost like immediately. So in some of my documentation, I'm like, okay, last year, okay, this quarter. And no, ma'am. It is constant training. You are observing. Trends are changing on all different platforms simultaneously. It would be okay, you know, to do your weekly kind of what is daily training. This is something that I encourage, constant training. So you don't get left behind. One, as a consumer, you know, you're observing. That's just your natural state if you are a marketer, a creative of some sort. And it's also marrying those with your personality and doing what's best for you and moving forward. So you guys, thank you so much for chiming in to this short thing. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Roadblocks, baby, they will exist. You could be your own dang roadblock. So please go check out score.org. Talk with a mentor. You know, talk to them about your business. Talk to them about your venture. Talk to them about where you're going. You guys, we all need each other. We cannot do it alone. And you need people that count in your life, that build you up, that I say, the saying I said, okay, well, they fed me. I got fed here. I was taken care of here. And what I mean by that is I ate there. I mean, I am paid there. I'm, you know, not for free, but because I'm putting in the work and there's some type of exchange and there's some support and all of these wonderful things, you know. So I think one of the best things could be, you know, really looking for a way to give back, but also give yourself recognition when you're growing, right? Every year we're growing. Every year we're growing. I was telling you about the Facebook pages. We started out 25, 50 bucks a pop. Man, I did some and some people didn't even pay me. I remember them. Don't think I don't. I don't care if it's been 12 years, sir. I still remember that. And you play dumb, man. I remember these things. But God bless everyone, right? But I remember these things. And now, I mean, we're not doing that for any less than 15, a couple grand, right? Because we whip it up fast. We get results. We know what we're doing. And so you're paying for the experience. And you're paying for the time. Obviously, marketing, you guys, if you choose a marketing agency, if you choose a marketing person, whoever you choose, how do I say this? Make sure that, or if you are a marketer, okay, I'm going to talk to the marketers, I'm going to talk to the people hiring marketers. Make sure you got your business in order. Make sure you're still doing sales. Marketing is not a magic trick. It is not a one size fits all. You do not get to put a website, social media up and just let it happen. You have to be active in your processes. It is a compliment to what you already have. It is not going to save you. It's going to compliment what you're doing. So if you're not doing shit, you're not going to see shit. Okay. Sales cures all. Make sure you're selling. Make sure you're that. You have a presence. You're sending them to your website. You're sending them to your social. You're putting up content. You're relevant. Maybe you're bringing in leads when you start doing paid advertising and you're doing these things. But it needs to be a simultaneous mixture of things. So please don't just think that it's going to do that. Now, if you hire someone for lead generation, completely different. That is very focused. They could probably whip up things like that in passing. I know I whipped up stuff on ChatGPT for friends. I'm like, yeah, sure, here it is. You know, that's just kind of what it is. But I mean, when you're paid and you're getting to do that stuff and you're paying for the results, you're going to expect to see those results. But you have to help your marketing, right, person there. You have to make sure that you are doing your part. You're giving them a sales team and you're giving them an operation, functional operational structure where the operations, the administration, the office, all those things are in line, and very clear on the goal you're moving towards. If you are a marketing person, please get comfortable in telling people to fuck off if they're not a right fit. If it's a no, honey, let it be a hardcore no. Absolutely not. You will sit there. I've done this and I've seen people do it. Spin their wheels, you know, and try to. I'm not doing everything. That's definitely one thing, but I will be very specific about what we're doing and the expectancy that you expect for the client. Make sure you date, right? Have a lunch, talk with them, check it out. Make sure you vibe. And if you're like, no, I got to try this out first. Okay. Or, hey, Andrea, I got to pay the bills. Hey, I'm not hating here. Do what you got to do. But please know when to leave the room. Know when to leave when it's not a good fit. Those people are just going to be plying through different marketers all the time or different people to do free shit or whatever. Do not burn yourself out that way. If you know you can be using that time to build your skill set, to get people who value you, who know the value of what you're offering. If you are the smartest one in the room, please start looking into different circles and having that discussion. Marketing, it's beautiful. I love it. It's essential in businesses. But so is the accountability and like having a reality check for the person in charge running that, having a sales team, having operations, two very different things. Make sure that whoever you're signing up, you're very clear with them. You let them know we're not saving you. This is what we can support you on. It's completely different. When you come in it that way, you may lose some, you may win some, but you're always going to be true to yourself. I love you guys so much. I love us small businesses. I think this is something that, or entrepreneurs, I should say, both of them. and the visionaries and the dreamers and all of these things. A beautiful, beautiful movement is happening with that right now. And I pray that you guys are always, always aligned with what works best for you. You get the top-notch marketing agencies. There's dozens of them out there. You get someone who could just do the job, or you get someone who's learning and you're willing to work with them. Whatever the case is, you guys, please, please, please make sure that you're doing it and it feels good to you, and it's out of, and you're not, you know, being fearful, but you're being knowledgeable, and you're willing to do trial periods and just communicate, right? Just communicate so beautifully with each other. I think that's how we grow, with open communication, frank communication, and then we're able to break down barriers and really connect as a human, beautiful species, and our own entrepreneurial species. Los quiero mucho, los adoro. Don't forget to check out theandreaeffect.com. And of course, check out all my socials. You guys, if you want to, I've been posting on my personal Facebook recently. I'm sorry, don't judge me, but I have. Ugh. But go check it out. If you are a faithful listener, maybe I'll friend you. Send me a little invite there. I would love to know. Besitos, bendiciones, muchos abrazos. Send me a DM if you have any questions. You can always reach us at my personal email at theandreaeffect@gmail.com. Besitos, bendiciones, y vámonos.